your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I bid you all a good morning, and this is the 10th anniversary, much like, what is it, the 20th or the 15th of Roseanne. By the way, congratulations, Roseanne, on her new show, which I don't watch that stuff, but I happen to watch that. I liked it. And this is the 10th anniversary, although it's probably not in the annals of anything recorded, of my last interview with Mark Penn. By the way, and I don't think I could give a better compliment, an interview I never forgot on a book called Microtrends. And here we are back. And he's got a follow-up to that book. And I'll tell you, it's magnificent. Microtrends Squared, the new small forces driving today's big disruptions. And the book is published by Simon & Schuster. And honestly, just get a copy of this book. It'll be tremendously educational. Mark Penn has spent over 40 years in polling, marketing, advertising, and strategy at the highest levels of business and politics. As a leading pollster, he was chief strategist of the presidential campaigns of Bill and Hillary Clinton, and is credited with identifying the influential soccer mom. Boy, I'll tell you, that alone is a term that has become incorporated in all of Wikipedia encyclopedias. He's advised Bill Gates and Tony Blair, and many other notable people out there. A lot of major companies. I'm not going to go through it. He is the chairman of the well-known Harris Poll and managing partner of the Stagwell Group, and on and on and on and on. He's been a guest lecturer at the Harvard Government Department. And the book, by the way, I want to give a great nod to Meredith Feynman, who helped out quite a bit on this book along with a lot of other people. Long introduction, but we've got a while ago here. Mark Penn, first of all, I want to say welcome back. It's so nice. And I think the biggest compliment I can give you is I never forgot our interview 10 years ago.
Thank you. Doc. Maybe I'll be back in the Microsoft Cube if everything goes well. But I'm going to be back. And, you know, I thought it would take 10 years for kind of trends to turn over and just changes to really kind of write a new book about what was happening in society.
Well, how do you distinguish, and you spotted very early on, and I won't talk about all, the number of your predictions you made, which have come true. How do you distinguish this book or what's happened? Because your basic overall philosophy is the same, but there's a slight modification in going from microtrends to microtrends squared here. What are the differences in a decade that you can sum up for us?
Well, I think that everything I wrote in microtrends, it's really on steroids. Microtrends become more powerful because social media, big data, the smaller niches in society, more powerful marketplaces, politics, culture. So I definitely think that the that the thesis that you really had to look under the surface is smaller trends, truer than ever. And you know, I also have a theory that when Henry Ford invented the assembly line, he said, look, any color you want, as long as it's black.
Oh, Mark, I hate to interject, but I just have to ask you, are you on a cell phone?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a landline you could call us back on? Having a tough connection.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Here it is. I'm going to give you the number to call back. It's 888-205-2263. Have you got that number?
Wait a moment.
Things happen, folks. Even the TV this morning wouldn't work, and nobody could figure it out. That's technology.
Okay. Give me that number again.
It's 888-205-2263. I hate to inconvenience you, but it would be tragic if we couldn't hear you during this hour.
205-2263.
All right, just, all right. You could just disconnect on this one and call us right back if you would. Okay, Matt, is he disconnected?
I'm about to connect them again.
Okay, we're holding it again. The name of the book is
Go ahead.
Michael Trans Squared, The New Small Forces Driving Today's Big Disruptions. It's written by Mark Penn. It's published by Simon & Schuster. And, I mean, I've been reading this book, and it's, I mean, I can't tell you how many areas it encompasses. It's one of my favorite discussions in terms of the changes that we have been experiencing through the decades, and they're quite enlightening, and his views are so amazingly perceptive that you'll definitely want to stick around the whole hour. We're just waiting to reconnect with Mark. He should be back.
He's back.
All right, we're back.
Yep.
Okay, great. Mark, you know, when I see that the topic that you've written about, the book that you've written about, it somehow triggers in my mind a connection here between a book written about a decade ago with someone I interviewed, Howard Rheingold, Smart Mobs, How the Effect of Technology on Politics, Social Issues, and Communication has had a dramatic and profound effect, where people were just congregating into small groups, which have obviously led to a mass communications network here. Are you familiar with that book?
No, I haven't heard that one.
All right. And it is true. And I guess having said that, how profound, and the answer is amazingly, I know the answer, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, and perhaps you can demonstrate it with an example or two. How profound is the change that we have seen with the technology, social media, et cetera? I mean, it's had an enormous impact on all of our lives.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think fundamentally, first, I say, look, the economy itself and what drives it has changed. So I was saying that Henry Ford said, look, there's an assembly line. The Ford economy was any color you want as long as it's black, that things would be built on a standardized basis. And then 10 years ago, I wrote about the Starbucks economy. The Starbucks economy is you go in and you even a commodity like coffee has 155 different varieties, Frappuccino, Grande, Skim. And today we're in the Uber economy, where Uber takes you from any point to any point, which means choice becomes infinite, and that companies have to strive to provide an almost a complete personalized service. Now, the interesting thing about that is that the more choices we give consumers, the fewer choices they end up making. So the other thing I say in the book is, think of America as a restaurant that at first just serves chicken and fish. Well, people are okay with that. They one day they order chicken, the other day fish. Then add steak and sushi. Well, the steak lovers just become enamored with those Kansas City strips, and the sushi lovers love their Toro and their tuna. And it turns out those two groups just come in every day and they order their same thing, steak or sushi. So that's kind of what's happened. Now people go to their Starbucks and they say, give me the regular. or they watch their news programs. MSNBC, let's call that sushi, and steak, let's call that Fox News. And so giving people more choices actually resulted in people being divided up more rather than being unified and more experimental. And that's happening in news, it's happening in culture, it's happening in business. And
what are the effects of that in politics when you've got a much more divisive setup? I'm not even talking about the degrees of polarization, but, you know, to talk about perhaps the Republican Party splitting. They certainly have a schism. The Democrat Party in disarray, whether they move far to the left or far to the center. Do you envision a day here where there'll be a third party or neither one of these, quite frankly, terrible parties?
Well, I mean, I think actually... And as I say in Microtrend Squared, there are about the same number of moderate, liberal, and conservative voters as we've had. There's about a quarter that's liberal, and there's about 32% that's conservative, and there's everybody else is in the middle. But what's happened within the liberals is that there's been an increase in very liberal, and what's happened in the conservatives has been an increase in very conservative, and that's what's given the appearance of a much more polarized society when most people are still in the middle and they just want these kinds of deals to get things done, and they're getting, you know, frustrated when those things don't happen. And when
just like the election, you talk about closet Republicans coming out voting. Well, they don't even have to be Republicans, because I'm not sure it's a matter of policy, whether it's far left or far right in some certain circumstances. In a lot of cases, it's become issue directly. We're going to come back here with Mark Penn, the author of a magnificent book. He's on for an hour. What does that tell you? I don't do many hour interviews. Microtrend Squared.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do, and I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
All right, we're back, and I'll probably be cutting a lot of this intro music out because I want to get in every minute, every second I can with Mark Pan, the author of Mike Retrans Squared, the new small forces driving today's big disruptions. Please read the book. You'll be amazed how much you'll learn. Well, you know, which kind of leads me to the topic of what's going on in society now. Now, I know you work for the Hillary and Bill Clinton campaigns, and this isn't politically oriented, but it is a fact in that society has reached a point, Mark, where it's so skewed in terms of the information reaching people that ignorance morphs into stupidity in a lot of cases. For example, if you can't see what happened back when with this and you still can't see it today, it's more than ignorance because the time has gone by. But the effects right now of the media in shaping people's behavior and shaping their views has created a very skewed perception of what's going on, I love to, but I'm not going to spend the whole hour on politics. And one of it is the surprise of many that Trump was voted for in the election because there were a lot of closet Republicans who didn't want to vote for him. But it's kind of a dual question. A comment on that and the fact that how our media is really affecting our mindset.
Well, I have, as you say, the book is primarily about society and economics and technology, but I felt for the readers I had to give my take on recent politics. And I think I'm very clear that several important things happened, that 9 million people in the heartland lost their manufacturing jobs with the last two presidents, and those voters, and I say for every trend there's a counter trend, you know, Silicon Valley had been doing so well and living high on the hog, so to speak, and those in the heartland of the country, I think, struck back and said, we have been left out. And the old economy voters did that. A lot of people voted for Trump who don't admit it, actually, because there's so much social pressure and a media envelope. And I talk about the closet conservatives, particularly a lot of the women who voted for Trump don't tell their family and friends. And I repeated a trend because from the last book called The Impressionable Elite, which is the ability for those who have tremendous education to, in fact, not study the facts at all anymore and just take talking points that they see in the media and adopt that as their own. I mean, this whole Russia Trump thing has, in many ways, I think, When I ask questions about it in some of the polls I do, people say, oh, they believe it's true. And then you say, is there any evidence? And fewer people say there's evidence than believe it's true. It's supposed to be the other way around. More people should have evidence than actually believe something. So I think on all of those counts, but the impressionable elite is very powerful because the most educated, used to come up to me when I was working for Hillary, and if somebody said, if Hillary were only more likable, I'd vote for her, and I'd say PhD. And if somebody had come up to me and said, I really wish her health care plan would do more on cost and not coverage, middle-class voter. The opposite of what you think, but middle-class voters actually experience the problems, actually buy health care, and the elites today are so removed from the actual problem that they're the kinds of people that are interested in Stormy Daniels and personality and things far removed from how the economy is doing and what's happening to wages. And that's how things have gotten so upside down, and the media plays a critical role in that.
It certainly does. And one of the reasons I have such great respect for you is even with your political affiliations in the past, I hope you like the comparison. Alan Dershowitz has been on this show many times. One thing about Alan Dershowitz I respect is that he'll really give you an objective opinion. And you are in that category. There aren't too many people out there. I want to compare small events that can affect things as opposed to these mega trends that come out. And I don't know, there may be no connection here, but I think, for example, putting all the dots together, just like Obama did in his campaign, which was brilliantly orchestrated. But in terms of events, some of them have extreme negative consequences. And we are going to get into some of your micro trends, the major components in a minute, because that's the substance of the book. But when you look at a book that came out in the 70s, Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, that also focused on social change and had quite an impact in our society. Any comment on that? Your thoughts?
Well, I think I don't do a lot about revolutionary forces, but I think the point of microtrends is that, look, you can have 800,000 DACA recipients, and that could be a major political movement, in this country today. You could have just 75,000 voters, who brought Trump over the line on the Electoral College in key states, and the impact of small groups who change their mind or speak up or put their foot down. Wow, that is what's creating these big disruptions. And I say, look, everybody thinks that the society is driven by the young. The truth of the matter is there are now more older people than young, and the older people said, hey, wait a minute, I want to have some change in a different direction here. There's a lot more people on the coast than in the middle of America, and the middle of America said, hey, I the same thing. And so you look at this, what I call trend versus counter-trend, and even the smaller groups here turn out to shift the entire balance of society, and that's why they're so important.
Yeah, you mentioned older people, and that brings me to the subject where you talk about the situation of sexual mores and how things have changed. I know you said in your book about men in their 70s are having more sex than they ever had. Which is encouraging. And can you elaborate on the effects of the internet on bringing about change here, and the large proportion of marriages ultimately involved from Match.com or whatever these groups are, and people meeting on the internet? I mean, that's an amazing change, and it sounds to be as permanent as much as we can use the word permanent.
Yeah, I 10 years ago, if someone met on the internet and they married and had kids, they were never going to tell their kids that they met on the internet. I mean, today, really 15% of all marriages are start out through internet dating. So internet dating is a kind of a powerful element. I think I thought 10 years ago that internet dating would have people mix it up more and enable people from different classes and different walks of life to get together. And again, the same paradox happened, that as people got more used to internet dating, they actually now join things like the League. They look like for like. And so it may not be the social mobility factor that I thought, but it, as you said, is certainly a kind of a powerful component. And the interesting thing, I have another microtrend called brain bachelors, which is, hey, the Fonz of today is in the 60s and 70s. If there are a lot more women who are single in those ages, there's 100 women for 62 men, and they have access now to internet dating, and so the guy.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
Are you sincere?
All right, we're going to come right back with Mark Penn. Usually I enjoy these little interludes, close my eyes and listen to the intro music. Not today. Mark Penn joining us with an assist from Meredith Fineman. This is a superb book. When I say this, I always am a little uncomfortable thinking, well, why don't I recommend all books like I'm recommending this book. And I mean, there just has to be a certain amount of veracity to what I do. It's not condemnation of anybody who comes on the show, or I wouldn't want them on the show with their product or book. But Microtrends Squared is a book that I think will be provide an enormous education for everyone out there listening. And let's turn to the subject. Let's turn to the subject of wealth here. And no longer being a millionaire is anything of, and yet there seems to be a reversal in terms of status perception, but no longer being a millionaire is something that's special. How are we changing? We've seen a huge schism and a huge polarization between the rich and the poor. How do you proceed on that?
Well, you know, it's incredible, actually, that being a millionaire, and growing up, I used to love this show where someone would give $1 million check to a new family each week. Being a millionaire in America is about 10% of the households now. When you look at what over 80% who would have a house, the value of the house and value of the assets plus the house. So when you look at the diversity of how people live, certainly, it was surprising to me to find that so many households were millionaires. So what's really happened is the 10X millionaires, the ultra wealthy, that category then has been bumped up. And in many ways, because of inflation, because of the ability, I think, to make money through the stock market, through having your own business, and because of the values of those businesses have soared, that the new household to really target is the 10X millionaire, and that's going to become more common, both as an economic target, as something that really, you know, drives the market.
Mark, let's look at the flip side of the coin. I don't know what the number is. It's in excess of 60% of Americans who haven't saved enough to go from month to month to pay their rent or their mortgage with their net worth. I mean, it's so low, I can't even believe it. I don't know whether you're talking $1,000, their total worth. I mean, how is this possible? And when will the camel's back break based upon this huge discrepancy?
Well, there's been a little bit of a kind of a barbelling of the country, although surprisingly, you know, one of the common things that people say is the middle class is shrinking. Well, when they say that, I think people think that most people have gone from the middle class down, but it actually turns out that two-thirds of the people who left the middle class actually went to the upper middle class, and that in general, if I had looked at America, you know, 1980, basically 95% of the either the voters or the people would have been kind of $65,000 income below, but with the tremendous surge in education, really now with more than two-thirds going to college, tremendous surge in really the upper middle class, the top 25, 35, 40%. Even, you know, poverty has moved significantly down the last year, 10% down. So while obviously I think there was this huge misjudgment in terms of economic policy for the last 10 or 15 years so that the middle of the country didn't get the same kinds of benefits as the coast got, I think that's something that we're seeing rectified now. I think you're beginning to see a real change in policy when President Trump puts in steel tariffs. He's doing something quite affirmatively contrary to previous policy that says, you know what, the middle of America has got to benefit more. They had been thrown overboard. So I think there's this huge differential impact that I think that we're looking to correct.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to make this politically oriented, but there has been a change in our society in the past years, and I hope it isn't stampeded and impaired and resulting in impeachment proceedings, which I think will go on, certainly will be going on if the Democrats win either the House or the Senate next time around. But who knows what tomorrow's story will bring. And when you look at these micro trends, I don't know if I can make this a comparison. It used to be news coming out, you know, it was a news story, and I can go way back to Edward R. Murrow, but it's much easier to go through today. Every day is a new adventure. Every day is a new, small, tiny event. And when you start integrating all these events into something, you get something big, like the scandals going on right now, not against Trump, I mean, regarding the Democrat Party all the way to the top with Hillary, and I don't expect you to comment on her, and Obama, but all these little pieces are coming together as opposed to one big piece that can't be supported.
Well, yes, but, you know, in microtrends here, the problem is that everybody's in their own environment and they're all listening to a different set of stories. And because of that kind of carving up, you know, a lot of people have heard, well, problems with the FBI. Well, and that's kind of a third that's almost in their own envelope. And then a lot of people have heard, oh, Trump-Russia. And that's another third that's in their own envelope. And neither side hears the full range of news anymore to make the same kind of judgments that they used to make.
We're going to have you back on the show where we could do a special hour just talking politics. But back to your book, which is really the critical issue here today. You talk about all these small incremental changes. I don't hate the people. I hate the idea that two wrongs make a right. Now, I'm certainly for marijuana as a medicinal supplement for people who have cancer, who are in pain. I think it's terrific. But haven't we taken that, and we're looking at this, as you extending it to the C-suite, the uptown stoners, to a position here where it's changing the nature and structure of this country, and when you combine it with our opioid program problem, we're really looking at as something tremendously negative. I never, ever subscribe to the fact that two wrongs make a right.
Well, you know, two wrongs may not make a right, but this book is filled with trends and counter-trends because America is launching in so many different directions at once. I mean, you hit upon a couple of the microtrends. Uptown stoners. There is a developing recreational marijuana market, particularly now in Colorado and California. 58% of the country, surprised to me, favors legalization of marijuana. At the same time, they would get tougher on other drugs. And the book says, look, this luxury marijuana marketplace is, right now, it's a $7 billion marketplace. The liquor market is $200 billion. You can expect that to really, really surge. I think something way over in the healthcare section, cancer survivors, I myself, I explain in the book, am one of them, and now more and more people survive a bout with cancer, and very little attention is given to this growing group there. They're not seen as either people who could help. Some of the problems that come with the medications and others are not tended to, but there's now 10 or 15 million people who constitute, you know, cancer survivors and could in many ways, you know, people who I think have a common bond with some of the experiences that they've been through. And so a lot of different microtrends. One of my favorites, frankly, is just pro-proteiners because it reflects the change that people have in their eating. Remember when the government said eat pasta and then that was a disaster? And then people people sort of said protein is good. So I went to really research, like, so which protein is the winning protein? And surprise, it turned out to be chicken. That 1980, I think Americans had 20 pounds of chicken a year. Now they have 90.
Up around that 90 as well.
Well, it was the consensus. It's a, you know, beef leveled off because beef was really heading down. Salmon and shrimp went up, but Americans don't eat a lot of fish, frankly, to compared to like the Portuguese or people in some of those countries who really, you know, eat a tremendous amount of fish. It's very limited here. A lot of sushi, but it's in restaurants. But I immediately went out and bought some chicken producer stock here in China because there's tremendous growth worldwide.
All right, we got one more segment. I can't believe how fast this hour is going. Mark Pant, Microtrends Square. Don't miss it. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart. Asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, as we roll into our last segment, I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. It's a real pleasure to have Mark Penn on. He's a brilliant writer, brilliant in his field, and the book is Microtrends Squared, and let me give you the whole title. Microtrends Squared, the New Small Forces Driving Today's Big Disruptions. Simon & Schuster is the publisher. This is the kind of book you get and you just hold so you can show everybody how knowledgeable you are. You see, you integrate all that information, assimilate it, and then people say, wow, how do you know all this? And then you either say, and I read Mark Penn's book, or I just know it. So we have one short segment left here, and I touched upon technology earlier. But I really think you should give a little more time to talking about it and the changes in technology. So I'll just let you run at it without a formulated question.
You know, I spent several years as chief strategy officer at Microsoft, and so I got an inside look as well as an outside look. And, you know, Facebook today is in a world of hurt because people's data was being used in really intensive ways. You have no idea how much data that the tech companies build up on you, and I think that's coming to light. And my point in the book is that it's not whether it's right or wrong. It's making sure consumers are adequately informed that their data is being used and that they give their permission and it's not something that's under the table. And that, I think, will make for better, more ethical technology on all sides. And I worry a lot about what I call relationships with a bot. So if somebody has an Alexa out there, I always say, is it a he or a she? And the right answer is it's an it, right? Never confuse a bunch of code with a person. It's not. And it's important for you to know, is that there to sell you? Is it there to help you? Is it there to look like it's helping you but actually sell you things? The ethics involved in this, I think, are pretty powerful. I asked Alexa the other day, are you a he or she? And Alexa said, I am in female character. That is a very sneaky answer, right? Alexa didn't say I'm an it. So I think as these relationships become more emotional, you know, our first relationship with computers in many ways was an ATM. I mean, it wasn't much of a relationship. But today they're going to get more and more sophisticated. They're going to talk to you. They're going to woo you. They're going to respond to you. You know, there's a whole sex industry of sex robots. They're, you know, one of the big trends in the books is nanogenarians. They're now, we've gone from 2.5 million people over 90. If you make it to 65 now, you have a 30% chance of making it to 90. That's going to go to 8 million people, so there'll be a huge number of home health aides required, but we may not even have the people to do that. We may need robots. We may need monitors. We may need bots. My point on all this and a lot of the technology is that it's amazing, but if we don't have proper ethics, disclosure, consumer understanding, it can really be used for ill or for over-commercialization, and we have to have the right balance.
Yeah, great, great point. I want you to get into the double issue. You can approach it either way. Number one, that people are waiting longer to get married. They choose companions to live with, and pets. My goodness, the pet industry has just exploded exponentially in this country. Comments?
Well, I think one of the most important observations in the book that results in a lot of microtrends is that the age of marriage and childbearing has pushed back 5 years. And it used to be that people got out of high school, married their high school sweetheart. They spent very little time on their own. Now, in going to college, getting their first work experiences, people can spend 10 or 15 years on their own. That means more dating, more roommates, more food deliveries, more revitalization of urban areas. It also means when people do get married, I have another chapter on independent marriage. More and more people want their own bedroom. They're very set in their ways. They're not really to partner up in the same ways. And interestingly, when they pushed back childbearing 5 years, they said, you know, I don't always like coming home alone to the apartment. I think I'll get a pet. So in Microtrends 1, I talk about how empty nester parents decided, we don't have kids anymore, let's get a pet. Now millennials are saying, we don't have kids yet, let's get a pet. And the two ends here have spurred tremendous growth in the overall pet industry. But unfortunately, when the first child does come along, this pet is in for quite a shock because they are the sun and the moon. When they're in that household, or I call them single with pet, or SWPs, and then later on they get shoved aside, and, you know, a lot of them need, you know, pet psychologists.
Yeah, they got pet hotels. They might as well have that. These trends, these micro trends that you talk about, are you looking at this on a global level as well? Because what we're seeing, you know, the constant tug between globalism and nationalism, and, I mean, that will steer us in a different direction. But are you talking about something that's universal, heavily related to the United States?
I try to balance it in the book. So about 80 U.S., 20 deliberate, you look at some international trends. Korean beauty is one of my favorites, actually. How successful the Koreans were at exploiting the American market. You know, we all know that there was just a treaty, related to steel, and we know about Samsung. But there's now a $12, $13 billion industry in skincare originated in Korea because Koreans follow global trends and are very, very adept. And I think, you know, this is a compliment to them. They're a small country, almost under siege because of the North, and they love books like this because they just analyze them and look for new marketplaces. So we have a balance in this, and then we kind of look at some of these kind of international, you know, as I said, men in America have it great. The place where they don't have it great is China, because the one-child policy, people had so many guys 50, 60 years ago, that that it's the reverse of, over in China.
All right, the hour is up. I'm going to ask you to stay on for a second after we close out, Mark. Just for a second. The book is Microtrend Squared. The new small forces driving today's big disruptions. Mark Penn, a brilliantly written book. And it's pretty tough to dispute the things that Mark says in here. Thank you so much. Stay on, Mark.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.